All right, so I guess first and foremost, walk me through that that overtime goal.
We kind of, I think it was Ellie who got the puck back and he rimmed it over to me and kind of saw an opportunity and took off, and somehow their guy who was covering me, he fell, and we got a 2-on-1, and I Charles was already up there, so we were standing kind of still at the blue line, so I figured I'll take the shot myself, and luckily he went in.
This was a physical game. How was it out there for you?
Yeah, they play hard, and I think we responded well to it as well. I think we competed hard and brought our toughness and competitiveness too. So.
Carrier just saying you're blocking a lot of shots out there tonight.
Yeah, always trying to get in the way. If you get a chance, then might as well get in the way.
What's it like for you right now? You know, you're on that playoff cusp. So what does every game really mean for you guys?
It's pretty much playoffs already for us. We need to win most of the games. I don't know exactly how many it is, but so we take one game at a time, and every game has to be a playoff game, like I said. Yeah.
How have you felt? You know, we talked to you last probably 2.5 months ago or so. How have you felt about your game development in this second half of the season?
I would say much better. It's tough for me, or I don't know, getting into the system and all that and at the start, but I feel like I got more of a hang of it now, and what I always try to do is just work as hard as I can out there and help the team the best I can.
Yeah. You had just been traded when I spoke to you the first time, so now that you've been with the team for a while, how are you feeling about being here in St. John's?
Yeah, feels great. Yeah, the guys took great care of me right from the start too, but now like hockey-wise, I feel like I'm more comfortable and help the team much more now than I did at the start.
Is it challenging this time of year, especially with all the injuries that Montreal's had, calling up so many of your guys from this team, even on emergency status? Is it difficult to keep adjusting to a new roster every night?
All the guys who's coming in, like do we call up from Brampton or the other teams in the East Coast, they done a great job of just getting into the system much quicker than I did, and really have great effort out there and makes a change out there too. So I think we've been good anyways. Yeah.
Excellent.